a whole week of bread, and then you take a bite of rye, you get a lot more flavor with the rye, but it's a stronger flavor than the mellower wheat. So we, most of us choose the flavor, and then we deal with it, and now it's a whole lot easier to get the mellowness in what we do. Yes, sir. In bourbon, it's really wheat and rye, but we use others, but I don't know any of the bourbon that uses anything other than wheat or rye. It could be, but I'm not familiar with it.
After decades of not making any bourbon at all and making what you described as rot gut whiskey, how did you come to make such great bourbon in such a short span of time?
You said after many decades of not making bourbon, making the rot gut whiskey. I'm glad you asked the question because I was hoping I was clear. The Four Roses name was on the blended whiskey. It was not our product. We continue making bourbon. That's why we're the top selling bourbon in Europe, most made in Europe and Japan. We had continued, but Seagram had pulled the bourbon off the domestic market. We continued making it, and Seagram was very satisfied with the sales we had in export markets without bringing it back here. Seagram had about 225 brands, and whether they brought Four Roses back to the U.S. and overcome the image that Seagram had generated with Four Roses name, you know, why bother? It wouldn't have mattered to the beans and the bottom line profit anyway. So there was no purpose for them. But with Seagram gone, if we're standing on our own, it's every reason to do it right now. This is, I spent 35 years with Seagram, and that's pretty devastating, spending that long with a company and then have them just decide to go out of business. But this is the most exciting 5 years of my entire career. And most people, I can retire. A lot of people my age would be looking at retirement, and how long can I keep going? Because I love what I do. This is not a job for me. I love this. And this has given me the opportunity that had Seagram not gone out of business, I'd still be fighting the same battle, losing every day. People on Seagram's marketing in New York hated to hear my voice on the other end of the phone because I never gave up, never stopped. I didn't have to fight here because this immediately. Karen says, yes, we want to bring it back, and we want to be a success. We decided not to for two reasons. We couldn't go national because we really didn't have a barrel inventory. We had the inventory to support our markets around the world. We had enough to go, you know, maybe two or three states. But we chose one because we're not interested we didn't want a blitz marketing campaign, generate instant sales, and having go from nothing up here and then fall. We're more interested in where we will be in 10 or 15 years from now than where we are today and tomorrow. We're building a solid foundation to build on for many, many, many years to come. I hope that we're in a position now, after this year, after a couple of years of success here, to branch out and start going down the states. And the last time I looked, I think there was 11 people here from 11 or 12 states and several countries outside the U.S., and that's exciting to me too, just going out of Kentucky. But we've taken our time, we want to do it right the first time, and that's what we're trying to do before we go and move out to other places.